Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Summer certainly continues this week. Join ESPN Houston every week as we visit different restaurants all over the greater Houston area. And you can register to win the grand prize of the summer, two brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. All you have to do is stop by the promo table. We're going to be at Landry Seafood House in Galveston tomorrow from 12 till 6. Landry Seafood House in Galveston. Find the entire summer circuit schedule at ESPN975.com. 713-780-3776. Listen to Paul Feinbaum. I don't know if he watched last year's spring game. I don't know if he saw all of Arch Manning's plays last year, because there were a couple of stinkers in there.
He's just talking out loud.
Really? This is his evaluation of Arch Manning yesterday.
The absolute roof. I think there's a reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will. I think Steve Sarkisian, who's one of the most amazing play callers I've ever seen, made a critical mistake late in the year. He was way too loyal to Quinn Ewers, who was banged up and was really ineffective. Had Arch Manning been instituted in the second half of that game, like Nick Saban did a couple of years ago with Tungavailoa, I think there's a reasonably good chance that Texas would have beaten Ohio State and won the national championship. They're very capable of doing it again this year. I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
Okay, so most of what he said was fair. He could be a Heisman winner next year, or a finalist. His team could be playing for a national title. That last part that he had to get in was so stupid. He's the best quarterback that we've seen. There is nothing to say that. That's a pure projection based on his name being Manning. There is nothing that I have seen, completely objectively speaking. There is nothing that I've seen or you've seen or anyone else. And I watched his entire start. After Quinn got hurt after the second game of the year, I watched him start the next couple games. Quinn came back after that. There's nothing that you could see that says, man, Arch Manning is the best college quarterback we've seen. But him saying Tim Tebow, that lets you know that he is – first of all, him saying the best college quarterback since Tim Tebow, that gets to being like intangibles and a winner, because Joe Burrow had the greatest season we've ever seen for a college quarterback. But what he said, Joe Burrow was a one-year wonder in terms of greatness. Joe has the best season I've ever seen in college football. Tim Tebow had a 3-year run, three or 4-year run of playing for, you know, winning a title and Heisman and playing for championships. Lamar Jackson had like a 2-year, he had 3-year run, 2 years really good. I just think that's the most hyperbolic thing
Vince
I've ever
had a 2-year
heard.
Run.
Yeah, Vince was a phenomenal college quarterback. What are you talking about?
Right.
Vince was a phenomenal college quarterback. Arch Manning, the greatest college – like, this is just – that's just Paul Feinbaum. That's just ESPN saying ESPN stuff.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That is a true clickbait hyperbolic statement.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not going to be good, but there's no, but you can't – operate off of anything you've seen to see. Did you see Arch Manning? Oh my freaking God. You've got to see this guy. He's incredible. Not once have I said that. I thought, man, this guy's athletic. I agree. He should have been playing against these other teams. He should have come in the second half of the game. Quinn Ewers wasn't good enough. You know, Arch probably does give them a better chance just with his legs only. But, yeah, I don't know.
So, for whatever reason, the 2026 NFL mock draft was put out by Matt Miller. How about this, Dell? Matt Miller doing work. What is Lance? Did he put out a mock draft yet for 2026?
Thank God. I'm not allowed to this? Until after every gay guy is
You think Matt
playing.
Miller is sitting around to look at, worrying about Yordan? No. He's out there doing work.
He's actually a Cardinal fan. So he might be worried about the Cardinals.
Who do you think,
I think
Matt Miller
fan.
Has as the number one player selected by the Cleveland Browns?
Arch Manning.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Sellers?
Cade Klubnik. I don't know. I don't see it. But he had himself a good year, I guess, after the Georgia
game. He did, and the stats look good and all that, but how big is he? Is he big enough?
I think
Are we going with smaller quarterbacks again?
6'2", 209.
6'2", 210. That means he's 6'1", 210. That's we're getting to Baker Mayfield territory again.
But I don't get that. I don't think it's going to be. I think Nussmeier and Norris Sellers are going to be fighting.
I mean, his
for
stats
that.
Are good. Klubnik's stats are good, but he's not a good big man. Is going to get drafted higher than a good small man.
I don't know.
Probably.
All I remember is that Georgia game. Boy, he sucked.
But the Bryce Young, for example, getting drafted out of CJ is going to continue to hurt quarterbacks who are a little bit smaller versus quarterbacks who are bigger. Yeah.
It's Lenoris. I think Lenoris Sellers is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
That's what I think, because they're going to see him as a guy who can run.
Yeah.
Some he's really big. For those who don't know, he's 20 right now. He'll be 21 during the season, so he'll still be a relatively young player. Now his numbers, his stats don't really, you know. Well, I mean, holy crap. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the year, yeah, because that's right, he didn't start the whole season. He did, over his last five games, he ended up with 11 touchdowns and three interceptions. He can run. Mm-hmm. He can run. He's really big. Mm-hmm. 6'3", 242. And
he's a problem. He's a problem. I talked to Israel about it, and he says, yeah, he likes that pick.
Yeah, okay, I can see that, yeah.
I can see him. Dell, the Giants with the second pick, Francis Maugoa, offensive tackle, Miami.
Mauinoa, the right tackle out of Miami. Feels like it's high for a right tackle.
Was he there last year?
This is his third year
with the team. He allowed five sacks his true freshman season.
He's trying to find a tackle.
Last season, he didn't allow a sack.
It's good. I mean, five-star, all the makings of
whatever.
A three-and-out guy, potential pro. I'm surprised that a right tackle will go that high. But, I mean, I think he'll be certainly a first-rounder. I think he's got real top-ten potential. But number two overall?
Yeah. He's got the Jets taking Anthony Hill Jr. at 4. You watched a lot of Texas because all the Texas guys that were being drafted. Did Hill stick out to you, Lance?
Yeah. Yeah. Anthony Hill is going to be a monster.
Yeah.
Like he is. This guy is going to be a terror and some people call him linebacker. He's just going to be an edge rusher is what he's going to be. He can play off the ball. He can play off the edge. He is going to be a pass rush monster. So
about
Anthony? Now that's a good one for him to put Hill in there. Cause that's for sure.
What about Reuben Bain Jr. Dell edge Miami? You got him in the top 10.
That guy sucks.
He's a bit of a tweener because of his size.
Don't even know who he is.
He's not explosive enough to play at his current weight because he's like, at least last year, he was like 280 playing defensive end. He's not that type of athlete where he can hold that weight and play there. So I think he's got a chance to drop some weight and maybe get into the 265 range and see if he's got more burst off the edge, because there's some thought that he was going to get too big and play defensive tackle. He's another one of those guys that everyone wanted in high school.
It's too big and play defensive tackle.
Like, he's like 280. He was like 280 last year at end.
And how tall is he?
Probably like 6'2", 6'3".
Ooh, that's no good.
So he's got to drop weight. I think he's probably got to play more like
280.
265.
Wow.
He's at that. If you're that tall, 6'2", and you're not 6'4", then you literally are like, okay, you either go to 265 or you go to 295.
Yeah,
one or
like,
the other.
He's listed at 6'3", 275. You'd say 275, 280, playing in. Think he got too big after a good freshman year. If he's going to stay at in, he's going to have to get in that 265 range at 6'3 to play. Or just go all in and just be a 295 tackle, because the explosiveness that we wanted to see did not show up, and he got injured very early in the year. That hurt him too.
So they got – this is stupid because he's got the Texans drafted 21st when we know they're going to be drafted 31 or 32. They got Austin – are we going to be talking this whole next offseason about they got to take an offensive lineman with the first pick? I mean, is that another – is that next offseason? That's what we're going to do? Is that it?
Yeah.
I know. That blows.
Yeah, no, offensive line. It's going to be offensive line talk again, probably. Probably, because Cam is – I mean, best case scenario is Blake Fisher moves to left tackle and Titus Howard is back out at right tackle and you're in good shape moving forward. I don't think Cam Robinson – I don't think that your best case scenario is giving him a longer-term deal. I really don't think so. So, especially, you know, it would really help if you can find a good tackle on a rookie deal. And if you could find one in a second round, even better. But, you know, the rookie deal on a first-year offensive tackle, if you find one in the first round, then you got 5 years plus a potential franchise year, 6 years. Because you're going to need some friendly contracts when CJ's going to make $60 million a year.
And you got to pay Will Anderson Jr. same time.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to have some cheaper guys out there. Absolutely. And you're going to have to let some guys walk like – you know, there's going to have to be some starters who end up walking. You're just not going to be able to survive off of. Re-signing your guys. You're going to have to find where are we getting cheap players. They may have to turn to cheap running backs next. I think that's what you're going to have to do, because your wide receivers, you've already spent draft capital. You're giving money to your one. Your number two's money is guaranteed. Through the length of his four years of his contract. It's not a super high deal. It's a second-round money.
It's the Christian Kirk money. It's the
Kirk's money. You need
money.
Exactly. Kirk's money has to go away. That's exactly right. And then Mixon's money has to go away.
Yeah.
And you get a rookie in there, a third-rounder or whatever starting.
Well, did you get him? Is Woody that guy?
No. He's more of a third running back. He's more of a third down back. He's not the future. And he's had injury issues, so you can't really get too hyped about that.
Yeah. Well, Aziz has got to go. It's Christian Kirk's got to go. That money, there's all kinds of safety money that's going to have to go.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right.
You got to pay. When they come due, is Danielle Hunter going to have to go? When you're going to have to pay Will Anderson Jr.?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, yeah. No, yeah, he's got to go. I mean, there's tough decisions to be made. Once your quarterback gets to the second contract, and if he's inside the top five contracts in the league, which our quarterback will be, then you have tough decisions to make. Jalen Petrie, bye-bye. You got to go.
Yeah.
There's going to be some really tough decisions. Dalton Schultz is going to be off the books by after this year for sure. Titus Howard, probably a cap cut coming up. You know,
Ooh.
Maybe after this year.
Ooh. I thought you just put him at right tackle. Now he's done? What the hell?
Well, when you have to sign – and listen, he doesn't have a – how much time does he have left on his contract? Like, he's probably not going to make it to third contract. I'd be shocked if he made it to third contract if you really want to know the truth. I don't see any way he makes the third contract. Not with quarterback – salary coming up. He signed a 3-year extension, $56 million contract, $18 million signing bonus. 36 was guaranteed, but it runs through 2026. So realistically, after this year, his cap number is 11. So next year you could cut him after the season and save $4.3 million. So he is a cap. He is a cap casualty. A potential cap casualty.
4.3 of the 60 that you're going to owe CJ. You got a lot of work to do.
No, I know, but I'm telling you, you save that, but you don't have to pay him his salary. Is what I'm saying, which is $27.9 million. Instead of paying $27.9 million, so it's not four. It's not 4.5 million.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually going to be a savings
30-something,
of more than likely. Well, after you draft a player or whatever, it's going to be a savings of about $22 million.
Yeah, right, right. All right, we got a break. Top Dog Fireworks is what we're talking about now.
Yeah, guys, it's like we're coming down to the end here. All right, this is it now. We've got 4th of July is right around the corner. So Top Dog Fireworks locations are still going to be open, and they will be until Friday, July 4th at midnight. So stock up right now. Visit one of their 14 locations to see daily in-store promotions. When you spend $250, you're going to receive your reward that they have at that store while supplies last. A portion of every sale is going to go towards supporting local youth organizations. But today's the last day to enter Top Dog Fireworks Holiday Giveaway Contest. This is the last day to enter. Each store is going to have a winner of a fireworks assortment valued at $450, and everyone who enters is going to have an opportunity to win the grand prize, which is the Top Dog Beast assortment valued at $1,100. Why continue to wait? Get your fireworks today. Check out that buy one, get one free wall that they have going on. It's topdogfireworks.com to find one of the four locations. Topdogfireworks.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, let's go. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. If you haven't heard, Jordan with a setback yesterday. Okay? Had to shut it down. Shutting it down. Okay? They got to find out what's going on. It's a bad, bad sign. He's not healed. I thought at 60% he was supposed to be okay. Apparently, he's the slowest. He was at 40% healed, and that was weeks and weeks ago. And
no, he was 60% healed when we initially got word that there was actually a fracture. And it was all about the healing process and whether he could deal with the discomfort of playing while he was healing.
Which he can't.
I thought it was 40 and he had to get to 60.
I believe.
No, it was 60%.
It was 60% healed.
They didn't know it was 60% healed when they had him swinging a bat in live batting practice. And he's like, ow, ow. And Dana's like, what happened?
I think they got an update.
He said, it's hurt. And I said, well, let's just give it an x-ray. Surely there's nothing wrong. Oh, fracture.
I think they got an update there.
They're what? Their team doctor?
They got to update
their
machine.
I agree with you. They need to update their team doctor.
They got
to
update the MRI machine that can't see anything.
Do you think there's a chance that there's a patch? Like there's an update, an updated version, just like an app, where they have not hit the update button?
MRI 2.0?
It's not an automatic update, and they're like, oh, God, it's working off of 2007.
Yeah,
still.
When they first brought the machine in, they decided.
That's old tech, man. That's old tech.
They didn't want to update to happen in the middle of while they were scanning a guy, so they said no to automatic updates, and they've yet to update their machine since they initially bought it.
That's what it is. They said no to automatic updates.
And now.
Always do automatic updates.
Well, they were just worried that this could pop up, and they needed to reboot while they actually had a guy being scanned. So I get the hesitation. But you got to make sure you got someone on it to update the MRI machine. You're working on software from like 5 years ago. These things happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I would just ask, beyond updating your scanning stuff, that you have a different philosophy of other than rub some dirt on it and play through it.
Yeah.
That they appear to have when it comes to their guys working their way back. Hey, yeah. Hey, soft ass. Rub some dirt on that. Mm. Get on out there.
Wow.
Soft ass is what Dale just said.
Soft ass.
It feels like that's what Dana Brown positions his players to be in. Hey, if he can deal with the discomfort, he can play through it. Stop being so soft.
I do wonder. I will admit, does he play with pain? I mean, he did. Actually, I shouldn't ask that because he did in 22. We knew he was hurt and he played through the rest of the year. So he's played with pain before. It's a concern because you just gave him a bunch of money. I mean, he is literally – he is your guy. When Altuve leaves, this is your Aaron Judge. This is your Shohei. This is your – well, you can't really say a Mike Trout anymore. But this is your Ellie De La Cruz. This is going to be your superstar for years to come. It is concerning when you start looking at the number of injuries that Yordan has had in his relatively young career. It is a concern. And a hand, like, listen, it's one thing if he's got a knee injury and he can't play in the outfield and he's just a lifetime DH. It's another if you can't play DH because you can't swing. You know, that's a big problem.
Yeah, and the Astros continue to win. A grand slam yesterday by Victor Caratini. Unfortunately, Colton Gordon couldn't get through five innings, so he wasn't able to get the win. It would be nice to get the guy. Just let him go another. But they couldn't afford it. They couldn't. They had to bring in Okert. The bullpen did his job, but Hader gave up a solo shot in the ninth, and the Astros win once again. They got Hunter Brown on the mound tonight. What? Hunter Brown on the mound tonight. So watch out, everybody. Love me some Hunter Brown. I hate him pitching in Colorado, though. That probably skews the numbers a little bit. I mean, nobody can pitch in Colorado, right?
Good luck hitting Hunter Brown tonight.
Right.
I don't care where he pitches. He can pitch in Albania, and he's probably going to go seven innings.
I don't know. They're pretty tough there.
Two hits. One run,
Albania?
And then
yeah.
Brian King will ruin it.
The Albanians are pretty tough, and he might. And what if Dua Lipa shows up? She's from Albania, or at least she's of Albanian descent. That Albania. Might distract him.
Albania is awesome now.
They're going pretty good these days.
Yeah,
although she's she's moving along quickly with this whole engagement thing.
You think she's not taking her time?
Has she thought this thing out?
Who is she marrying? Somebody super successful, probably?
I don't know who she's with. Oh, she's with an actor.
He's an actor?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not super successful then.
Well, some of them are. He works. He
does. Didn't even know him.
He continues to work. I recognize his face.
He's a
big guy.
Oh, wait until you see him, too. He looks like every man, like anyone's got a chance if you see this guy.
Callum Turner, he's 6'2".
British guy.
British
probably.
Dude.
He probably stinks.
What?
That doesn't even make sense.
What are you saying?
No one says British people stink. You're supposed to do your teeth joke.
The teeth joke is what you're supposed to do.
Do your teeth joke.
Oh, they smell
too. Do
your
teeth stink.
Yeah.
Your French stuff, you got your French stuff for your stinking.
Man, I don't see it. I don't see it. You recognize him? I don't recognize.
Yeah, I've seen him in a lot of stuff, but I watch a lot of stuff. He was in Masters of Air. Yeah. That was on Apple.
But I don't like that he's with Dua Lipa. Tell you the truth.
Well, you're bothered by that?
Doesn't look good enough for her.
He doesn't.
Be honest. He's 35 too.
Maybe she's not shallow, since you don't think he's good looking enough. Maybe she likes him for who he is. Maybe she likes him for who he is. They're both Brits. They probably have a lot in common. Wish her well, Lance. Just wish her well.
No, I mean, good luck. That'll last 6 years.
The Prince of Norway is pretty handsome, but you don't want to be around him. Joffrey.
What's he up to? Oh, because of his name? What's he up to?
No, have you seen?
No, what's the story on Prince of Norway?
But look up Prince of Norway. He looks like Joffrey and acts like Joffrey.
He's shooting women of the night with crossbows?
Check it out. Check it out. Go look him up. He is not a good prince.
Well, from one person's point of view.
I mean, anytime you got a Joffrey.
Oh, charged with some ugly things. The Prince
Multiple.
Of Norway.
Yeah, Multiple.
It's not great. That's ugly.
Yeah. Well, now I got to Google.
The crown... Son of Norway's crown prince has 23 charges, 3 rapes, and 23 other offenses.
Goodness.
He looks like Joffrey, acts like Joffrey.
He does look like Joffrey. He's got blonde hair. Oh, my God. This is so Joffrey of him.
His name is Marius Borg Hoiby. Is that how you say that name?
Well, I don't think
either way,
well.
Things aren't going. He's the stepson of Norway's future king. Imagine that's your stepson. You're about to be the king of Norway at some point, and this is what you have at home.
You got Joffrey. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
You would think as a prince, I know you are.
You could pull anyway.
Well, even beyond that, you have all the, sure, there's a lot of excess when you're king. You have access to all these things. But, you know, just be an easy life, just to chill and not mess up. You know how easy your pathway is when you're a royal, even today? Just don't do anything and you're fine.
Mm-hmm. And he's a good-looking guy. You'd think he could get some.
Well, we've all found
out
that
he wouldn't have to force himself.
We've all found out it rarely has anything to do with the looks.
It's, yeah, I don't
yeah,
think
it's,
that's
it's
what
a power
it is.
Dynamic of yeah. important, more than anything else. But you would think hey, buddy, just live your life being the future stepson of the King of Norway, and life would be good.
People always screwing up. Yeah. I just need so little in life. Just let me have maybe a bunch of money, actually.
Of course.
Like he would have. And then a bunch of power. And then I won't abuse it. I'll just sit
there
and I'll just hang out and watch shows.
I don't believe it when it comes to you.
I'll watch some shows. I'll get a basketball goal and just shoot shots outside. And I'll just be like, what, guys? And they'll say, this guy is so benevolent.
If I look at the phrase, man, money really changed him. You're the face I see.
No, oh, yeah. No.
You're the yes. face I see.
Trust me yes. when I tell you.
You think so now.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I see
what
you.
What am I going to start doing things that are...
Well, I didn't say bad yeah. things, but you're
no,
gonna...
not even bad things. I won't do anything.
No, you like trips. You're foodie.
Well, I'll take some more
you
trips.
You be doing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take some more trips.
Money really changed Lance,
I'll be benevolent.
A lot of people would say.
I'll be benevolent.
You would be stingy.
He'll say, now that he's got money, he's going to more places.
You would. That's not okay. benevolent. You're just. That means you're just living.
And then I'll give some people some money.
No chance.
Yeah.
He's. You think he's giving people money?
People out on the streets. I'll give them. Like here you go. Here's $100.
No, I feel like you would have a TED talk with these people and explain how you rose to wealth and say this is easy. You guys can do it too. You wouldn't be handing them money.
That's not my move.
Yes, it would be. You sit them down and have a conversation about how they could reach the levels you've reached.
That's not my move.
All that guy,
I just have to be instilled as a prince or something like that.
All that guy wants to do is get a couple bucks
installed,
for a sandwich. And you're going to sit him down and say, look, man.
I buy sandwiches. I'm already benevolent. I'd be even more benevolent.
What's the thing in the Bible, John? If you give a man a fish, he eats for one day. If
right.
you teach him the fish...
Right.
He can feed himself for a lifetime. That's what
right.
Lance would be.
I'm a fish teacher.
He would be trying to teach that guy to fish.
I'd be out there teaching people skills.
the guy's like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
No,
sir.
No. He ain't teaching nobody to fish.
I am.
He just wants to eat the fish. That's
I'm what's known as a fish teacher.
Oh, I told Kate. Kate, okay, we're on a text with Kate. And
this is really
I told her
show
I'm coming in
listeners.
The 13th through the 17th. And she can only bring food then.
Oh, okay.
Because Lance doesn't deserve it. He wants it, but doesn't deserve it because he's selfish. So
what are you talking about?
You.
I'm still going to get it when I'm here.
You're like the Prince of Norway with food.
I wouldn't want that comparison put on me.
No.
You're like the Prince of Norway when it comes to anything. Don't do
food.
It.
With food.
It doesn't matter.
Is that multiple charges?
It doesn't matter. Please don't. I hate that comp. Like, Lance does all his comps.
No.
Don't give me that comp.
Don't give me the comp of the Prince
really,
of Norway.
He's a really bad dude.
He's a bad guy.
Well, we could talk about that or Jordan never coming back.
Well, we could talk about John Daspit.
John Daspit is, you know, the thing I like about John Daspit is he, when he gets in there on a case, and so even if he doesn't have your particular case, and, you know, as lawyers, he's got a lot of lawyers who handle cases, he's in on all of them. This is what you got to love about it is I've been with him when he's taking phone calls and he's having long discussions about the best way to move forward, and he'll check in on cases. And so when you hire John Daspit, you know for a fact that John Daspit is going to be there in the background or at the forefront of whatever you have going on. And he's going to make sure that you have the best representation. And that's the key. And you make one phone call to 713-CALL-NOW, that 713-CALL-NOW, and you start the process of getting signed up with John Daspit. So they handle everything. They're your representative to go through the insurance company. You don't have to deal with the insurance company after this accident where you've been badly injured at the workplace, on the roadway, wherever it is. You don't have to worry about it. John Daspit's going to take care of that for you, and his law firm is going to handle everything. You sit back and you go to, when you got to go to the doctor, you go to the doctor, you get looked at, you get your treatment, you get your surgeries, it depends on how bad this is. But they're going to work hard for you to get the win for you and to make sure that you get the justice you deserve. That's the difference with John Daspit. Not a bunch of goofy TV commercials. It's just about taking care of the clients he has and making sure that you're treated fairly. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back. Here we got a couple of calls. Let's get Jeff in here. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let's get you off speakerphone here. I met you guys out at the East River there with Dell and whatnot a few couple weeks ago.
4321.
Anyways, there you go. I got a question for you. Obviously, it's just a guess, but we can't predict the future. But of all these pitchers that we got that are injured, they're not all going to come back better, I don't think. If you had to pick one that's not going to come back or that maybe is done, who would you go with and why? I'll hang up.
All right, he said Luis Garcia. He could just, if he has another setback at all, then he just could get priced out of the, he just could just get priced out of the lineup. Hmm. I mean, you may just have too many pitchers at that point.
Wesneski.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the middle of, yeah, I mean, he's the furthest away.
He's the furthest away. He's not even close. Of the guys that are close to coming back, I would probably say Garcia too, yeah. I don't know. Maybe he comes back and goes right to the pen. I don't know. I'm worried about taking these guys out of the, I guess I'm worried about it. I mean, Christian Javier instead of Gusto, okay. All right. Eric Geddy instead of Gordon. Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. I'm just worried how, after not pitching for as long as these guys haven't pitched, is how effective they're going to be in the middle of a season. Now you built yourself a nice little cushion, 7-game cushion. So, you know, take your time coming back, make sure you're completely healthy and get as much work in the minors as you need. And then, I mean, if they're August additions, that's nice. You know, mid-August, if these guys all come back about maybe even sooner, and they're starting to throw 20, 25 pitches. I don't know how long it's going to take them to build up to 75. But, take your time. You got a nice little cushion here. You got guys that have come in and competed. While you got to score a lot of runs when Gordon or Walter or Gusto's on the mound, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You do what you got to do. You're one of the best baseball teams. One of the best teams in baseball, so take your time. Make sure you're ready. Because I don't know that Lance McCullers was ready, if you want to know the truth.
Well, why? Because he had a one bad outing?
Well, I mean, after he came back after the foot injury, he just, you know, we'll see.
He just had a bad game. Like, it's not like he hadn't had one of those.
No. He had a bad game when he first came back, and then he pitched really well. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, maybe he should have done more a stint before he came back. You know, I don't know.
How many stints can this dude do?
He can do stints.
How many stints do you want him to do? He's done up like a billion stints in his career.
And?
You know, the last, what are we looking at? So the last game he's pitched after the foot was one game. So we don't know. Like, he maybe just got hit hard. He gave up 3 home runs. I don't mean he was. Oh. You know what's crazy though? Before his injury with the foot, you know, his last game was not a great game. 4 walks, 6 strikeouts, you know, before the foot injury. But the two before that against the Pirates and Athletics, 6 innings, 2 hits, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, but he had the 12 punch outs and the 1 walk. The game before that, 4 1/3, 5 hits, but he still had 8 strikeouts. Like, he's still dialing up the strikeouts. He didn't in his last start, so we'll see. I'm really curious to see how this next one. I would put money on Lance McCullers having a pretty good outing the next time out. I'm not saying, you know, it may look something like 5 1/3 with five hits and three earned runs. But I think the strikeout numbers will come up, and I think you'll have a little bit better feel for Lance McCullers. I think you'll say, all right, you know what, Lance McCullers is, you know, maybe Lance McCullers is going to be okay.
Yeah, no, I think.
See how positive I'm being?
No. I think Lance McCullers is going to pitch much better. You know,
well, he can't pitch worse than he just did.
Thank God Art's not the general manager. He could be DFA him already. He's basura. He's not basura, okay? He's cafe. He's not basura.
He's cafe con leche.
Yeah. Yeah. Art. No. I'm glad you're not our GM. You have one bad outing. DFA him. He sucks.
He's cafe.
Well, Art's been out on him
before
he came back.
For those who don't speak Spanish, John, Art was saying he's basura, which is trash, mm-hmm. and John just said he's coffee.
Yeah.
What does coffee make you do?
Stay awake.
And.
What else does what it might? What else would it do?
Dookie juice.
Oh yeah, it does make you.
And in some ways, in some starts, Lance has been.
He's been Dookie.
Yeah.
He's been some Dookie. That's true.
That's a fair point. But what about when he's good?
I like when he's good.
When he's wide awake. That's
we all
when
like
he is.
When he's good. Yeah, we
it's
all.
A it's a nice story. It's all very heartwarming when he goes out there and pitches well. But then he does what he did over the weekend. And to remind you, we're not there yet. Can't expect consistency from Lance.
I can't wait to see what Gilbert.
The
wants
one in
to
here, or
about.
The one who's on the mound for the Astros.
Gilbert's here.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what this is about.
Well, he needs a towel or something.
No, he doesn't. He's got three.
He's got three towels?
Yeah.
Gilbert.
I added to his collection.
Gilbert, you got a bunch of towels now? Yeah?
Yeah, that's good anyway.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You got a bunch of towels. Yeah. You don't need anything now.
No,
that's great.
Well, let's see what he has to say here.
Yeah, how you doing anyway? Yeah.
Good. Yep.
Yep, you don't need any
good.
More towels.
We're good.
Yeah, let's hope the Astros win the division anyway. I hope they go 12 games over 500 anyway.
Yeah, it'd be good if they can do that.
And get away from the second place team?
The Mariners.
Yeah, there's seven games ahead of them, Gilbert.
The Mariners are the second place team, Gilbert.
Yeah, I hope they can get down 12 and a half games out. That'd be nice.
Yeah,
you want to get 12 and a half up? Okay. Yeah. I don't think seven's safe. I think you're right. Yeah.
I'm with it, man. If you can get up, yeah, for sure. If you can get up a 12-game, take a 12-game lead, I'm totally with you, Gilbert.
12 and a half.
Oh, 12 and a half. I am 100% on board with the 12 and a half game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Then you're at Everett. How long are you going to be out? Another week, month, or what?
We got to see. It's chances are it's going to be more than a month. There's a chance he may not play again this year. We'll see. I mean, there's still a lot of season left.
Yeah, for a season or what?
Well, I don't know. Like, he hasn't been able to make it back. He's been hurt the whole year.
Yeah, so that's so, yeah. Right.
What'd you say?
I said he's been hurt basically the whole year.
That's right.
What'd you say? Well, happy 4th of July anyway, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
happy 4th of July, Gilbert. What are you going to do for the 4th?
You don't have to.
I don't know.
Watch the Astros?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch the Astros. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah.
Well, did you tell John that I got Nicole to come and take a picture with you and you got a hug?
That's right.
I told him.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
I'll talk to you later then, okay?
Yeah, all right, we'll see, Gilbert.
That's all.
God, Dell fooled me. He's got a, what'd you say? You had to have acted. That's not an old one. Did you get it on the fly?
No, he did that like a couple weeks ago, or maybe even last week. You're like, grab that one.
He was throwing in, what'd you say? And I was getting confused during the call because Dell kept dropping the what'd you. Here, play it again. Listen to this.
What'd you say?
You see how easy that is to get fooled? Because that's something Gilbert would say. Well, because
he
actually said it, yeah. But I mean, it's something that you could throw in at any point, and it doesn't feel out of place at all.
Would you say?
See?
Uh-huh. What'd you say? Now what now? Now what now?
Now what now?
All right, we got a break. We got News of the Weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Did you guys see the story yesterday about the guy? They were on a cruise and his daughter fell off the cruise ship. He dove in after her.
How did that end up? I didn't see how it ended up.
20 minutes they had to tread water and the boat turned around. And then they sent a little motorboat out there, and they got him, and they survived.
Good. That's the only thing Dad could do.
Every year, about 20 people, there are 10 million people who take cruises. About 20 people manage to fall off of cruise ships. In 2022, one guy spent 20 hours treading water. 20 hours treading water before he got picked up.
Holy cats.
How long could you tread water if you had 2 months to train?
3 hours.
Three?
Probably.
Dell, how long could you tread
three-ish,
water?
Three-ish, four-ish.
I don't know. I feel like panic would take over. If I'm on the open ocean and with no real belief that I'm going to survive, I think panic takes over and I'm done for.
20 hours. Could you imagine?
Within like an hour or two.
20 hours?
No, I can't.
I mean, this show is 3 hours, feels like 20. Can you imagine 20 hours of treading water?
Wait, why are you saying 20 hours?
That's how long
they were
out there.
That's how long it took them to
pick up. You said it was 20 minutes.
Yeah, but well, if you'd listen. I said in 2022, there was a guy who spent 20 hours.
Yeah, I don't care about
water.
That guy. I just care about this other one. I only care, what have you done for me lately with treading
well,
water?
Well, okay. Which of your kids would you jump off the boat and save?
Oh, man. This answer is
all of them. You say
years.
All of them.
All of them.
That's the answer. It shouldn't
all
change.
Them?
All of them.
That's the easy answer.
No, that's true.
I would jump.
But, I mean, they're going to drag me down. They're bigger now.
Yeah, would they panic and try to drag you down?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The ones who have scholarships, for sure, are the first I'm going in after.
The ones who don't, then they're
I'm like, somebody help!
Ah.
Well, I mean, realistically, that's the smart move anyway. You need to, like, call for help.
How good is that? How good is that, Dad? His daughter fell in, and he didn't even blink. He went right, followed her right in.
Yeah, I would go in after her. She just got into HSPVA. She's got a chance to make us some money in the future.
I don't know.
So I'm going after her. Alex's going to go to the Steelers training camp. I'm going in after him quickly.
I'm trying to figure it out because I don't have kids, so I'm trying to see which individual in my life would prompt me to jump in.
Yeah.
We'll find. Ask me this question again after Mason's first semester
tough.
Of college.
Like. Who am I desperate to save that I
well,
risk my life
any,
for?
No,
yeah,
I
can't think of it
you
right
literally
now.
Have nobody in your life.
Like Mapes.
Mapes?
Yeah, maybe Mapes. Say, he's right behind you, too.
I know. I saw him walk in.
He's right behind you.
I'm
can't
jumping,
just say, I won't
I'm jumping
save
off
Mapes.
A cruise ship to save Mapes?
No, probably. No. It doesn't sound
your
like
mom.
You. If I'm being honest, that really doesn't sound like you.
Your mom.
My,
you would take,
my
you
mother would tell me to stay up. Don't jump in.
No.
She would. Actually, that's what moms would do. They're like, don't risk your life for me.
You can't listen to moms.
Well,
this is the one time you got to disobey her.
I don't
sorry,
know.
Sorry, mom.
Mom's led me down the right path quite a bit. Maybe I listen to her one more time.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? A New York City delivery man who lost 5 toes in a subway accident. He got $4.5 million per toe.
My goodness. Nice
how
job,
many
Gaspin.
How many toes are you willing to give up for $4.5 million each?
Per toe?
One.
Just the pinky toe. I'm getting $4.5 million. Just the pinky.
One, the pinky.
I think
up
the
each
pinky
one.
Toe probably balances you more. It might. You might.
You
be
think
better
the middle
off, like,
toe?
The, yeah.
Well,
either
if you're
that
not.
Or the, so, yeah, the ring toe.
I wonder.
That's probably the one if you had to lose one. But I don't want it to be any. I don't want it to be painful.
Yeah, that toe that girls used to put a ring on back when that was a fashionable
toe ring.
Yeah, the toe ring. That one can go.
Oh, anytime you see toe rings now, you know that they do.
The
stuff.
One
who
the one
sees
with the
that now?
Those are the gilfs. Those are the grannies. Remember, John had
not my granny.
I remember when John used to be the one we used to talk about grannies with John back in the day. Now you get them.
I can tell you now, the granny segment doesn't do the toe ring anymore, if they did it at all.
Ugh.
Oh.
What about ankle? What about the ankle bracelet? You still
bracelet?
See that
oh, you mean like house arrest?
No. No, like regular
granny. Granny's under house arrest.
What's he talking about?
Not house arrest. Well,
at least you have her, you know.
Well, she's yeah. The problem is, you get out of the house sometimes. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
You kind of want the opposite.
More than 70 empty Bud Light cans were found during a Bay Area DUI arrest in a person's car. Absolutely, you should be arrested if you have 70 Bud Light cans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was Coors Light. Not guilty.
Well,
but
maybe don't be so dirty.
Yeah, how
70 about empty cans in your car?
I mean, look at that evidence you just...
Like,
I mean,
when do you get to a point of, like, no return? Is it, like, the first 15? Like, whatever. At this point, why? Like, how many cans do you have to get to before you're like, you know what? Why would I even take these cans out anymore? Let's keep building. Yeah. I feel like at 10, you're like, you know what? Let me pause for 5 minutes and take these cans out of my car.
Yeah.
But I'm not a hoarder, so.
70.
That's a lot of empty cans.
You're a pig.
Yeah.
And you're drinking Bud Light.
Which is worse, the empty cans or the Bud Light?
Guilty. I think the Bud Light. If it was all Coors Light cans, not guilty. Not guilty.
So, you can
leave.
So what if it's an unattractive woman with 70 Coors Light cans in her car? Is she guilty or not guilty?
She's still not guilty.
So Coors Light supersedes unattractiveness in your courtroom.
Well, it, you know, Coors
for a
Light
woman.
There's extenuating circumstances, Del. They were Coors Lights.
What if Dua Lipa's fiance had 70 Coors Light cans in his car? Are you ruling him not guilty or guilty?
Oh, that's a tough one. We'll have to have more. I need more evidence. I need to know what else is going on here.
You need more evidence?
Yeah, I'm going to need more evidence.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
You need Dua Lipa to come in the court and be a
Dua
witness?
Dua Lipa comes in, all right, not guilty.
Okay, there it is.
I got to give the guy some credit, okay? Something's going on where he gets Dua Lipa. I don't know what, but something's going on. So
got it.
Got to give him a little credit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, there he sits, and you just have the president of ABC.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, I'm not guilty. I got Wendy, okay?
That's the standard, John Holds. If you have snagged a powerful woman, you can probably escape scot-free in his courtroom.
Yep, that's it. All right, done.
It helps.
Mopey and Mapes next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. So long.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
I don't even think it's arguable.
Okay,
they're
what happens
better
when
this
they're not?
Year,
what
a happened? Better team without Kyle Tucker
Why?
And Alex Bregman.
Why is that?
Because they're winning more games with fewer pitchers than they had
fewer
last year.
Fewer runs scored, yeah, because Fromber and Hunter Brown have been incredible.
Well, they were incredible last year, too.